We learn out from Tefillas Chana some of the major halachos of how we're supposed to daven Shmona Esrei. Chana, who was davening for a child, of course, she was granted son Shmuel. Pasuk says, "V'chana hi midaberes aliba," that she was speaking with her heart. "Mekanel mespalo sar shechavin libo." Person davens, it's not just lip service. A person needs to have kavanas halev. And then the pasuk says, "Rachsef osteha nos." Also, even though she was davening with her heart, her lips were moving. Khan, we learn out from here, the Gemara does, a mespalel, person who davens, shiachto besvasav, a person needs to pronounce the words by moving their lips. However, v'kol yishma, the pasuk continues and says, her voice was not heard. And mekan she'aser lagvia kolo b'tfilaso, a person should not raise their voice to the point that the person nearby hears them, because obviously Hashem can hear your words even at a very quiet, low tone. With this, the Maral asks the question, if it's true that the reason why we do not raise our voices loudly is because Hashem can hear our very small whispers that no one else can hear, so why is it necessary to even do that? Why is it necessary if the whole idea of tefillah is supposed to be an avodah shebalev, it's something that's supposed to come from within your heart, so why is it necessary to move your lips at all? Why is it necessary to actually recite and to say the words? So, this is actually something which we discussed in Perkei Avos, but we're going to, at the end, connect it to Rosh Hashanah, that the Maral gives one answer, and I'll share with you as many answers to this question. Why do we do anything other than just thinking the Shemona Esrei? Why do we actually have to say the words? The Maral says, an interesting explanation, that when it comes to a person, the way we can distinguish ourselves from the animal kingdom is through koach hadibur, is the fact that we can speak. Obviously, animals also have needs, but they grunt and whatever they need. But we're only the ones that are able to articulate our specific needs in our very elaborate language. And therefore, he says that when a person speaks, you're actually removing yourself from that level of an animal and elevating yourself to the level of an Adam. And therefore, because of this, the idea of tefillah, which is supposed to elevate yourself, that's also the process what a person is supposed to do, and therefore a person should say the words to connect themselves to the level of an Adam. It's also brought down in the Tiferes Yoshua a few other answers. I'd like to share a few of them with you. The Gemara in Baba Basra tells us, She'ein Adam Nitzel Mihir Aver Kol Yom. It's impossible that a person, unless you're a big tzaddik, which obviously you have to work on, a person cannot completely guard their minds from thinking random thoughts. A person could be involved in whatever activity and some thought randomly comes into your mind. And therefore he says like this, that if it would be true that a person can just be yotzei, fulfill the obligation of saying the Shemona Esrei by thinking the words of the Shemona Esrei. So imagine you're middle paragraph number 5, and you're only thinking the words of the Shemona Esrei, and all of a sudden you have this other machshava. That's considered, according to the Tiferes Yeshua, hefsek. Because now, if you're yotzei by just thinking, then you having this additional thought, that's considered to be interruption in your Shemona Esrei. And therefore, once you're instead, it's necessary to have dibor, machshava alone is not enough, therefore having such thoughts would not be considered halachically as a hefsek. Similarly, another explanation is brought down, that when it comes to a person who joins a minyan, you have part of a quorum, you're in a group, the question is, what exactly are you doing? Are you coming to daven? Or are you coming maybe just to socialize, to play cards? Who knows what you're doing? The fact that a person is davening and saying words, it shows the purpose of your gathering. However, if it would be that a person could be yotzei by just everyone sitting around and thinking, then that would not necessarily show this connection of being part of a minyan. Another explanation, which is the last one we'll see, is there are many, for those that attended the Perkei Avos class, we discussed that at great length a couple Shabbatot ago. He says, "V'davar osebo rosham v'misorer l'spalel b'yoser hislavus." He says that when a person thinks of something, hopefully it's going to be meaningful, your thoughts. However, once a person puts their thoughts into action, or they actually say it, it enables a person to have more kavana. A person is able to arouse themselves by reciting the words and be able to concentrate more on the tefillah. If a person would only be skimming the words without actually even moving their lips, it's possible you may not have the same level of kavana, and therefore, by at least moving your lips and saying it quietly, that would enable a person to say kavana. However, as we saw in the Gemara, a person is not allowed to raise their voice so loud as we see from Chana. That is, except when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It says as follows. The Mechaber tells us that afal pi shikol yimos hashanah mispalim b'lachash, even though it's true all year round, as we just explained, a person, when they do daven the Shemoneh Esrei, it should be done b'lachash, quietly. But Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim nohagin lomer b'korah. If there's those that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we make the exception that it can be said at a louder tone. And the Mishnah Berurah says the reason for this, mipnei she'al yedei zeh yochel espal yoser b'kavana. Similar to this last explanation, that davening without saying anything, just thinking it, who knows how much kavana you have. Once you at least say the words quietly, you'll have some kavana. A Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, in which hopefully the person's level of kavana and seriousness of the davening will be increased. So therefore, we allow you to daven a little bit louder so that your level of kavana will also increase. However, it concludes the Mishnah Berurah, mikol makom lo yagbia kolo yosir medai. A person should not raise their voice too loud. It doesn't explain why, but certainly you can think of two reasons. First of all, as we said, because if a person raises their voice to the point that it gives the impression that Hashem can only hear me when I'm speaking loud, that obviously is not an impression we want to give. And furthermore, even though you certainly want to increase your kavana, and therefore you want to take Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur davening very seriously, you also have to be considerate of your neighbor, the people next to you, and everybody. You davening extremely loud, that may deter that take away from their kavana as well.